How about instead of today in history, we take care of... This is a story that got my attention the other day, and we didn't have any time for it. But social media and young people. There's a new movie coming out called Social Reckoning from the makers of Social Network about Facebook. And so that looked kind of fascinating to me. But the story out of the UK this week. The United Kingdom is banning social media for kids under 16, as Michael Kastner reports.
Prime Minister Keir Starmer announced the new rules Monday that could take effect as soon as next year. The ban would likely include platforms like Snapchat, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and X. The ban will be modeled after a similar law passed last year in Australia, but aims to go further. It could block live streaming and chatting with strangers. The UK is also looking at possibly imposing curfews to limit online activity. Starmer said that social media is addictive and making children unhappy.
I think that would be a fascinating question. Do you think that, like Australia and the UK, that social media should be banned for those who are under 16? So, interesting. Where is that at in the United States in terms of that conversation, I guess? So, fascinating stuff. All right, and finally, let's close it out with first thoughts with Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love, 365-day journey. And today is God designed us to need each other. Think bus, not unicycle. 1 John 4:7, dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Goff says, sometimes it can be tempting to go it alone. When the time it takes to teach someone the job exceeds the time it would take to us to do it, we think, I'll just do this by myself. When you've had an argument with a friend or spouse, it's tempting to want to tag out. Don't do it. We need a community around us because we need each other. God designed us to do life together, and he teaches us love's greatest lessons in community. Why? I'm not really sure, says Goff. Here's what I do know. If you have a solid community of people and fail big time, they'll still be there when the smoke clears. If you ace the test or get the big promotion, your friends celebrate with you, but they're not fooled. They know that you're more than your accomplishments. At its best, a community shows us how God feels about us and is a living demonstration that he's not going anywhere either. Goff says, when I think about the relationships that matter the most to me, they're the people who run toward me when I mess up, not away. They lean in when I'm trying to understand a big dream, and they help me to get there without telling me what to do. They show up when I'm stuck in bed with the flu or take the wheel when I have an eye patch and can't drive. God made us to need each other. So if you're stuck or tempted to live in isolation because it seems easier, think again. You need a community to get there, not more time alone. Think bus, not unicycle. The people God has already dropped in your life are proof that God is on your side, that he loves you, and that he's in it for the long haul. Today's question, who in your life is proof that God loves you?
Want to shout out Susan in Eau Claire, thank you so much for being the first early gift with our We've Got Your Back campaign, our matching challenge, one-day challenge this Friday for Pause for a Cause and also for Vets Fighting for Vets. Thanks to our generous sponsors, we have $1,000 for each of those organizations, and we're asking you to double that, Lord willing, get us to at least $5,000 in a single day so we can lend as much of a helping hand as possible to these two organizations. And Susan from Eau Claire gets us started with an early gift. You could do that as well right at the top of the page, wwib.com, that big red banner there. Easy to click on. Takes you a minute or maybe 2 minutes to give a gift. And Susan giving $100 in honor of all who have served. So thank you so much, Susan, for getting us started.
Win it Wednesday in the WIB Wake Up Show with a pair of OneFest tickets on the line.
Yes, indeed. 2 full event tickets to OneFest plus parking. This giveaway courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants and Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott, where OneFest is located. 715-723-2555. Tuesday trivia has become Win It Wednesday. 715-723-2555 for your chance to call in and win. The question is this. Over half of us have done this. Over half of us have done what? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 for your chance to call in and win your way into OneFest.
We got it started yesterday. 3 different rounds of guesses, no correct answers. So let's give it a go again. People had a chance to sleep on it. What'd you come up with?
Over half of us have done this. Over half of us have done what? 715-723-2555. Yesterday, we heard from Ladysmith, Menominee, Eau Claire, Osseo, Fall Creek, La Crosse, Ridgeland, Chippewa Falls, Whitehall, Cornell, and Mondovee, sometimes multiple times from those cities. But we did not get a correct answer. Over half of us have done this. 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers include smoking, getting engaged, skipping an event just to relax, traveling outside the United States, eating a spider accidentally, going to a concert, being on a plane, hunting, going swimming, forgetting your keys, locking your keys in your car, putting something somewhere and forgetting where you put it, going to church, driving a car, breaking a bone, owning a home, dialing the wrong phone number, doing charity walk or run, missing work, getting in a car wreck, rescuing a dog or cat, cheating on your taxes, or racing someone in a car. All great guesses, but incorrect for this query. Over half of us have done this. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555 on this Win It Wednesday. Who wants a chance to win their way into One Fest?
That is a lot of guesses. You know, I didn't realize we had that many guesses yesterday. And so are people just holding out, saying, crossing their arms and saying, give me a hint?
The thing is, your best chances, probably come after a hint. But when the phone lines are open like they are right now, you got a chance to get in before the hint and before the masses come and say, hey, now we feel like we're on the right track. So 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bad hum there. I'm not
sure.
Yeah,
let's try that again. I apologize, Vicky, but let's... Well... Seems like there's an issue with that phone line. Let's try here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
All right, that's
better. All
right,
Vicky, glad we got you through. What do you think?
Bought a new car.
Over half of us have done this, bought a brand new car. Is that what it is?
Sounds good, but that's not it.
It's not. Thank you. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cannot, two full event One Fest tickets. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
George.
And where are you from, George?
Aliva.
George from Aliva. What do you think? Over half of us have done what, George?
Walk into a room and forgot what you're going in there for.
I definitely would be part of the half if that is
true. Oh, yeah, that happens.
George, is that it? How did he get it?
Sorry, George.
Thank you for the call, friend. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the Volunteer.
Vicky, back through. Go ahead.
Donated blood.
Donated blood. Over half of us have donated blood. Is that it?
Sorry, Vicky.
Not it. Time for two more calls. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boy,
yeah, can't quite hear you. Can you try speaking up as loud as you can?
You're from Chippewa Falls.
Chippewa All right, Falls. Go ahead.
I've flown on an airplane.
I've flown on an airplane. That was guessed yesterday. Do you have a backup guess?
No.
All right. No problem. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Ernie from Exland.
Ernie from Exland. Like the alliteration. Ernie, what do you think?
How about got stitches?
Got stitches.
Got stitches. Over half of us have done this. Has it got stitches?
A lot of us have, but that's not what we're looking for.
Not it. All right. Down to our final guess here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Sherry from Whitehall.
What do you think, Sherry?
I'm going to say failed the driver's test the first time.
Failed a driver's test the first time. Is that what it is? Are we sending Sherry to One Fest? Halvo?
Sorry, Sherry.
Not this time. All right, friends, hang tight with us. We'll come back in 20-ish minutes here on the Wib Wake Up Show after 7:45 and give you all another chance to win those One Fest tickets courtesy of A&W. But this time, we've got a clue.
Win a Wednesday in the Wib Wake Up Show with a pair of One Fest tickets on the line. Courtesy of the A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadet.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win on this Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. Over half of us have done this. Over half of us have done what? And it's time for the first clue, Havel.
Yeah, and the first clue is over half of adults have done this.
All right, so we're eliminating the kids. Yeah. It's kind of like we're playing Guess Who, right? So we're eliminating the kids.
We are.
Over half of us have done this, and so, yeah, adults. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Over half of adults have done this. Done what? 715-723-2555 for your chance to win two tickets to One Fest this summer, July 31st through August 2nd at the Chippewa Valley Music Festival grounds in Kanawha. Headliners Crowder and For King and Country and so many, many more. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky the volunteer.
Vicky's all right. Trying hard. What do you think?
Taking dancing lessons.
Taking dancing lessons. Over half of us have done this. Is it taking dancing lessons?
It's not it.
It's not it. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Courtesy again of your A&W restaurants and Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Kanawha. Who wants a chance to win their way into One Fest this summer? Over half of us have done this, and we said, eliminate the kids, eliminate the kids. Over half of adults have done this.
I can see what Vicky was thinking with that guess.
Sure.
Dance lessons, so yeah.
Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb and Mark. This is Linda.
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
Well, this is probably something maybe, I don't know. It's just a thought. Run a rotary lawnmower, one without a motor.
Okay, sure. You got to think off the beaten path sometimes to solve our trivia. Is that what this is? Is Linda going to win her way into One Fest?
Nope, sorry, Linda.
Not this time, at least, Linda, okay. But you keep trying.
But that's how I cut my backyard the other night, so thanks.
715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Diane from Downsville.
Hey, Diane, what do you think?
Hurt themselves sneezing.
Oh, wow.
You can pull a muscle and stuff like that, too. And again, the kids probably not at any risk of that, but the adults... However, got it. Thank you, Diane. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Cynthia from Elk Mound.
What do you think, Cynthia?
Lost your car keys.
Lost your car keys. I think that was guessed before. Was it?
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we'll give you a bonus guess. Yeah.
Anything else?
How about locked yourself out of your home?
Locked yourself out of your home. So we've had locked yourself out of your car, but not locked yourself out of your home. I have done that. I put Cooper through a window. I opened the window first, and then he got us back in. Is that what it is?
Sorry, Cynthia.
No, but thank you for the call from Mounder territory there. 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this, and we said, let's clarify, adults. Over half of adults have done this. 715-723-2555. Three guesses left. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
All right, Vicky.
Go ahead.
Had surgery.
Had surgery. Over half of adults have done this. Had surgery.
Sorry.
Not it. The WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, 16 minutes past 8 o'clock, 57 degrees on this kind of rainy Wednesday, but it's a beautiful time of year because it's strawberry season at Govins Farm in Menominee. There's Strawberry Festival coming up this weekend. Our friend Farmer John from Govins joins us. Good morning, John. Good to have you back on the air here on WWIB.
Well, good morning.
So, I've seen posts on your social media. Strawberry season has kicked off. How is the crop looking?
So far, the crop is beautiful.
And now this weekend is Strawberry Festival. And I was just wondering, I mean, this is pretty unique. There's a lot of festivals all over the country, but you don't hear a lot about strawberry festivals. Looks like a fantastic event, June 20th and 21st.
Well, there are some rather large strawberry festivals around the country. We're just trying to start a small one here in West Central Wisconsin.
Well, this is the one I know about, so this is the one we're focused on. It looks good. You got just an incredible amount of activities going on for us.
Julie's got some live music set up for the weekend. I've got to get home and build a stage for that live set, that live music. We've got lots to do to get ready for Saturday and Sunday, but we'll get it all done.
So we'll come back to the Strawberry Festival in a moment, but let's talk about strawberries. So you said the crop is looking beautiful, and again, I know the rain kind of playing an impact today, but you'll be open again, Lord willing, as the weather gets better and folks have options to come out and pick their own strawberries. I know you have pre-picked available at different locations as well, too. But just encouraging folks, John, if they can, to get out there and enjoy the season. It's a very short season, and to do it together, to do it with a friend, family members. I remember picking strawberries with my mom when I was little, and again, core memory, still remember it to this day.
Absolutely. Did your mother let you eat while she was picking?
Yes, she did.
You know, because it's very interesting that we have people that will not touch a strawberry while they're eating because my mother never let us eat any while we pick. And while we don't want you to go out in the field and gorge on them, we expect you to eat one or two. But so I had to ask, did your mom let you eat?
I don't think I had a ton, but yeah, you got to make sure that you're getting good berries. So yeah, I'm sure there was a little strawberry juice on my face when we left.
Right, but it's a surprising number of people that say I never eat while I'm picking because my mother never let me.
Well, there's so much you can do with strawberries, and so kind of a strawberry extravaganza from the picking to Strawberry Fest this weekend. Kind of what's the highlight here as we look ahead to Saturday and Sunday, both here, 9 to 3 both days?
I think the music. I think it's just going to be a great day. We're going to have the yard game set up. There'll be crafters and vendors and strawberry themed snacks, and we'll have strawberry bratwursts available.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's different. Yeah.
Fantastic. Sheep herding demonstration as well too. I believe that's new this year.
That is new this year. I think it won't go on continuously, but it'll be periodically through the day.
Very cool. And again, Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 3, the Strawberry Festival at Govan's. Some of the concessions items, strawberry shortcake, strawberry cheesecake, strawberries and chocolate. You mentioned the strawberry brats and more. And of course, the giant slide, mini golf, paintball, yard games, farm animals. Lots of reasons to go out to the farm at Govan's, Farmer John. And before we let you go here, so again, strawberry picking season is here. You picked are available, some pre-picked available as well. And folks can get all the information on your social media or Govins, Govins, govinsfarm.com. But we would be remiss if we didn't ask you, what is your favorite strawberry product, favorite strawberry item, whether it be jams or strawberries on ice cream? I mean, what's your favorite thing to do with strawberries?
I eat them fresh in the field. I eat them fresh in the field. And if a really nice one gets dropped on the floor, I pick it up and eat it.
Don't want to let them go to waste.
No, absolutely don't let them go to waste. And I want to throw a shout out to the New Richmond area. We will be back by Dalton Liquor with strawberries later this week. I'm building the shelves for the van today.
Is there anything that you don't build and construct by hand?
You got a lot of building going on.
Well, you know, small business, you got to do as much yourself as we can.
Well, Farmer John, we appreciate you. I know we'll chat again a couple times this week, chat again on Friday morning, just looking ahead one more time to this Saturday and Sunday Strawberry Festival. But so glad to hear that the crop is looking fantastic, and hopefully lots of families will come out and enjoy the gorgeous season.
I think it's going to be a short season. Get out while you can.
Again, Farmer John from Govins Farm in Menominee, Govins, govinsfarm.com, or follow them on social media so you stay up to date on all things strawberries. Again, short season. Don't miss it.
In terms of Strawberry Festival on Saturday, beautiful for Govins Farm, sunny and 77.
Fantastic.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Last try today to see if somebody can get that full event tickets to One Fest, courtesy of A&W's in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott.
The clues will start to stack up now. Now, this is our original question. Over half of us have done this. Done what? 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this. Done what? And we clarified our first clue was over half of adults. So kind of eliminate the kids from this one. Yep. Over half of adults have done this.
Yeah, there you go. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? 50-50. We'll put the kids to the side. And the second clue is right now. Second clue is it has to do with a mental lapse.
All right. Has to do with a mental lapse. So over half of adults have done this. And so, again, as we further clarify, over half of adults have had this mental lapse. 715-723-2555. Again, your chance to win two full event tickets to One Fest. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
All right, Vicky, go ahead.
Very determined.
Forgotten someone's name. You
after you already know them.
Sure, sure. Yeah, you just see the face, and the face and the name aren't quite matching up. And then you hope your spouse can help you out. Is that what it is, Havel?
Sorry, Vicky. Good try.
Thank you. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sue from Fall Creek.
All right, Sue.
Is it walk into a room and forget why you're there?
I believe that was guessed last time. Do you have a backup guess?
I do not.
It's okay. No worries. Call us back. 715-723-2555. Over half of us have done this. We further clarified over half of adults have done this. We further clarified over half of adults have had this mental lapse. 715-723-2555 here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Caleb. It's Linda again from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
What do you think?
Hi. I'm thinking it could be this. Writing things down on a list to get at the store and then going to the store and forgetting the list.
Forgetting the list.
I have done that. Is it over half of adults have done that? Could be, but just not what we're looking for here. Thank you, Linda. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name and where are you calling from?
It's Shelly in Satet.
Hey, Shelly, what do you think?
Missed a doctor's appointment.
How are we sending Shelly to One Fest? Did she get it? Over half of us have done this.
I wish we were, but that's just not it.
All right. Thank you, Shelly. Call us back. 715-723-2555. This giveaway for two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking, courtesy of your family-owned A&W restaurants in Withy, Spencer, Colby, Stanley, Altoona, and Cadott. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from, please?
It's Beth Caleb from Eau Claire.
Hey, Beth, what do you think?
How about forgetting a birthday or anniversary?
Oh, that's a good guess, really.
Just hope your spouse doesn't have a birthday on the day you got married. And then, you know, then it's a double whammy if you forget both.
Yeah, it is.
But that is not what it is. Thank you, Beth.
Okay, thanks.
715-723-2555. Three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I have no idea who else guessed anything because it takes over my car radio.
Uh-huh.
But what about forgetting your spouse's or somebody's birthday?
That was just guessed. And this is Vicky from Eau Claire. What do you think, Vicky? Backup guess?
Well, my original guess was going to be being called to or serving on jury duty. But that has nothing to do with the lapse, so.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello.
Are you with us? All right. Let's try again. Good morning. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Amy. I'm in Chippewa Falls.
Hi, Amy.
Go ahead, Amy.
Okay. Is it locking your keys in your car?
Is it locking your keys in your car? That's been guessed a couple times. Do you have a backup guess, Amy?
Yes, calling somebody the wrong name.
Calling someone the wrong name. Okay. It's not forgetting their name, but calling someone the wrong name. I just did that the other day at church. That was embarrassing.
That's not it, though. Sorry about that.
Thank you. All right. I think we still have two guesses left, technically. So, good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Patty,
where are you from?
From Chippewa Falls.
From Chippewa. Go ahead and guess, Patty.
Well, I've done this. I've gotten into my car and then forgot where I was going to go.
It happens, but...
Sorry.
Not what we're looking for. All right. Over half of us have done this. We said over half of adults have done this. Over half of adults have had this mental lapse. Last guess on a Win It Wednesday. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nadine from Akana.
What do you think?
Is it going through a midlife crisis?
Is it going through a midlife crisis? Over half of adults have had this mental lapse. Those were our clues, adults and mental lapse. Is it a midlife crisis?
It's not. Sorry about that.
All right. Thank you so much for all the calls. We will have another clue or more for a try it again Thursday, Havel. We'll see if we can get this solved and send someone to One Fest.